If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Patrick is joining us here on Second Date Update this morning. Patrick, let's get right to it. Tell us about Carly.
Well, weirdly, we met at the drugstore. I was looking for hair gel, and you know she was in the aisle, and she asked me which ones I liked, and you know we hit it off, and I got her number. You know, a few days later, we went out.
Okay.
You never know.
How was the date? What did you guys do, and how did that date go, Patrick?
We went to dinner. It was a lot of fun. You know, the conversation was great. The chemistry was great. We went back to her place.
Okay. We're getting this a lot. I think this is the third invite back to somebody's place we've had this week.
Well, yeah, I have to admit I stayed the night. And, you know, we were up late. So by the time I left, it was like afternoon.
Wow. Like the sun was going back down. That's like, is that two dates? All right, so that's an
amazing. That probably counts as two.
That is a long first date. So this is really important, I think, Patrick. How did you leave things with Carly?
I thought it was great. You know, after we ate breakfast, we hung out some more. I kissed her goodbye. I don't know. I just texted her a few times after that, but I haven't heard anything from her since. So I just don't know what's going on.
Jeez, was there anything either like at her place or what? I mean, like that went wrong? Yeah, or dinner?
I don't know. I mean, like the only thing I can think of is I guess there was kind of an embarrassing moment where I accidentally flipped my plate over with my hand because I talk with my hands. So I flipped my salad plate over, but I don't know. We kind of laughed about it. It wasn't really a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound like that. All right. It sounds like everything went well. Can't figure out why Carly's not getting back with you. All right. Let's grab the phone here and call and find out what's going on.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Carly?
Yes, this is she.
Hi. Are you there?
Yes,
I'm here. Carly, it's not a sales call or a robocall. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here. Yeah, we co-host the radio morning show, and we're on the air at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we are calling you to ask you about a gentleman that you went out with, I think, about a week or so ago named Patrick.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
Will you talk? So here,
a little bizarre. Did he tell you to call me?
Yeah, so we do this thing called Second Date Update, as Thunder mentioned, and Patrick actually gave us your number. We're on the radio right now, and because he hasn't heard back from you, so we're trying to kind of get to the bottom of that, if you will.
Okay, well, it's pretty gross.
What?
Okay, you say it's pretty gross?
Yes, it is very gross.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell you, and I don't know what you're about to tell us. He did say that he came back to your house and that he spent the night and he didn't leave till the next afternoon. Did something happen? Because he said everything was fine. And did something happen after back at your place?
Basically, yes. We really did have a nice time that evening. And then he hopped in the shower and I decided to make us breakfast. And after that, he left and I went in the bathroom and I had to clean the bathroom because there was hair literally everywhere, gobs of it in the drain, all over the shower curtain. A bunch landed on the faucet. I was even surprised there was hair on his head when he left the apartment. I was just so stunned to see my entire bathroom just covered in body hair.
Okay, so was it hair from his head? You don't know.
It was kind of a combination of everything. It felt like someone's rooms are set in there.
So he shed in your bathroom at your apartment. Who are these people? I don't get the guy. And we've had this happen before. These guys that come over and then they shower. Like, what?
Instead of just leaving.
Just leave. Yeah. I don't understand. I just have never understood that.
I don't know.
That much.
I was just more grossed out that he didn't, like, try to clean up after himself a little bit, especially after the first time staying over and coming over.
Well, you know, you had no problem with my hair at dinner. And, you know, you told me that's the reason you talked to me at the drugstore.
What?
Okay.
So yeah, we actually have Patrick Carley here on the line with us still.
Carley, Patrick's been listening in on the other. I failed to mention that when we called you a couple minutes ago, but he's been here. Yeah, he's been here all along.
And I was a guest in your home, by the way.
We were on a date, and I'm not your maid.
Well, I guess we have different ideas about what hospitality is.
We definitely do. A thoughtful house guest would clean up after himself.
Okay, a good hostess would take care of the cleaning.
All right, this is not really working out the way we were hoping. Patrick, is this something that you're aware of? I mean, this obviously you...
Can't be the first time.
Right. I mean, you have a bathroom. You take showers at your house. Is this you must have to clean this up quite a bit.
Listen, if you can't handle me at my hairiest, you don't deserve me at my groomed.
At your groomiest?
But I mean, still though, Patrick, like you gotta have, I mean, you know, like even if I go someplace, I mean, I have long hair, right? So if I go someplace and comb my hair, I'm not just leaving like gobs of hair in the sink,
you know? Are you sure?
No, I clean it up every time.
Well, you wear a baseball hat too, so it stays up there. Like you have it, it's captured.
Captured.
Right. And Carley, so you think that this, him just being unaware of him leaving his hair all over the place is a shape of things to come in the future with him, and that you'll just be picking up after him no matter what because he's so oblivious to it.
Yes, I like I said, I'm not a maid.
Listen, I'm not saying that you are or aren't, but are you kind of a clean freak?
I wouldn't say a clean freak, but I, you know, if something is obviously messy, you just clean up after yourself, especially if it takes 1 minute. No big deal.
Right. Patrick, I don't think you ever answered. Did you, is this a problem at your house?
I mean, it's who I am. It's not a problem for me.
Okay. But really, though, so if we went to your bathroom, if we went to your bathroom right now, there'd be hair all over it.
Well, of course. I am hairy, you know. What do you want from me?
I mean, I understand that. It's like, and it's his place. He can, if he wants to hair it up, he can hair it up all he wants. This is not going to be, it's not compatible because of this hair issue for you then, Carley.
Correct. That was a big turn off for me.
You guys seem kind of like you're playful together. You spent the whole dang day. You spent like a whole... You know, like the night, the day, the afternoon, whatever.
But there was so much opportunity there, though, PT, for all this hair to accumulate because of the time. If it had been a short date, I think we could have gotten him to a second date.
That's right.
But Carley probably would have been responding to the texts, you know, and the calls.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, you gotta love me, hair and all.
Yeah. No, I get it. And listen, I know there are some women, Patrick, I'm sure you've dated women who just love.
Oh, there's women out there that love the
just
hair.
Just love.
For sure. Love it.
They just love the big bears. All right. Well, listen, Patrick, we want to thank you. And Carley, too. Listen, at least you are honest. And that is what it's all about when you're on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.